The cement-walled flood chutes that travel through North Adams are now over 60 years old, and concerns over the safety and integrity of the structures have been on the minds of many city residents for years. Judy Grinnell, president of Hoosick River Revival, said the conversation about how to address the flood chutes and improve quality of life in North Adams first began in 2008.
We got together a group of people, and my question to them was, do you want to find out if North Adams can have a vibrant river the way other communities, San Antonio, Denver, Colorado, Providence, Rhode Island, etc.? The answer was yes.
So Hoosick River Revival formed a steering committee and over the next 2 years raised money to hire consultants to research what strategies other communities around the United States employ to manage urban rivers while maintaining residential, cultural, and economic value. Grinnell said another public conversation was held in 2010.
The consensus from that was, Hoosick River Revival, please find out what North Adams can do.
Since 2009, Hoosick River Revival has collected $158,430 in donations from a combination of individuals, businesses, trusts and foundations, and state funding to hire consultants to study the flood chutes. After working with consultants Malone and McBroom of Cheshire, Connecticut, the group will now present more than a dozen drawings of the river and how the land can be modified to reach the community's goals. Judy Grinnell said that it's important for all members of the North Adams community to turn out for the public conversation Saturday to review the drawings.
You don't have to know a thing about rivers. You don't have to know anything about flood chutes. You don't have to have come to any of our meetings. We want you to come, see these drawings, hear the explanation from our professionals, the consultants who have created them. Then we will break up into smaller groups so people can discuss each section.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright said that the existing flood chutes have been showing their age and also encourages the public to turn out for the meeting.
This last flash flood we had 2 weeks ago yesterday, we had a huge one full panel on Willow Dell and North Adams collapse into the river. The structure itself is starting to show wear and tear. At some point in time, something's going to have to be done.
Alkenbright said that any new design would maintain the same, if not higher, level of flood protection as currently provided. Grinnell said that the public input will then be considered by Hoosick River Revival to make a decision on the next step, which could include a pilot project or development of a master plan, but said no decisions have yet been made on any engineering concept or project.
Do we literally and figuratively go back to the drawing board? Do we take one of the drawings that seems to be one that works both for the city and for the community? We don't know. That's why it's so important for people to come.
Saturday's conversation will begin at 9 a.m. and will run until 1 p.m. at St. Elizabeth's Parish in North Adams. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.